Most of my efforts are actually in child welfare. And so my own experience in foster care and watching the hurt and the pain that I put my younger siblings through really spurred me into wanting to fight for Indigenous rights as it comes to child welfare. And then when I got guardianship of my siblings at 19 is when it really started, fighting in court for them. And then raising them, and then realizing that I have a very unique story, and I could use that story to really further support other Indigenous youth who are in similar situations to us, really pushed me to start.
Do you mind explaining that a little bit further, like what happened to you and your siblings?
So when I was 9, me and my two younger brothers were placed into foster care following my father's death and my mother's drug use. And while we were in care, me and my youngest brother were separated from our middle brother and having to watch him be pulled away from us really stuck with both me and my youngest brother. And when my sister was born, a few years later, not being able to meet her until she was almost 2 months old, knowing you had a sister out there, but not being able to know who she was really painful. We were reunified with our mother. Unfortunately, our mother relapsed. And so when I was 19, I became the legal guardian for my youngest brother and sister. So I had to fight my mom in court. In order to keep them and give them a better life. And so that experience really pushed me to start advocating for them and now for other Indigenous kids who are still stuck in the child welfare system.
Already, but would you like to add something to that?
I believe children are our future. We don't have a future without the next generation. So I think for me, it really boiled down to my grandmother's teachings about focusing on the next generations. I've chosen to focus my efforts on Indigenous children that are often the most at risk, and that's those that are involved in the child welfare system.
What is the biggest challenge or difficulties for you doing this job?
I think it's keeping a balance. Because at the end of the day, I'm still the primary caregiver for my two siblings. I still have their well-being and they're still my priority. So keeping the balance with making sure they have a good life and that they have me whenever they need me is my biggest priority. And still finding the time to go and do these other things for the larger issues that I care about.
So how do you think you can get your message and voice out to other Indigenous people who might be going through the same situation as you are?
Right now, I just found myself kind of transitioning out of kind of the lived experience space, surrounded by other people who are just coming out of the foster youth space. And now I'm transitioning more so into a mentorship area. And now I'm helping the next generation of young people who are aging out of the care system learn to do the same work that I did. And some of them are mothers, some of them are fathers, some of them have families back home. So that's the niche that I found, and that's the niche that I really care about.
So let's talk about the event this year for a bit. Why do you think it's important for you to take part in this event?
I think it's highly important because the Indian Child Welfare Act has shaped my life in a way that I'm now breaking barriers for my family. Is wanting to connect to other Indigenous communities in different countries who also have gone through similar traumatic experiences to really talk about holistic solutions, especially because the conversation around international adoption is becoming really prominent now. And that does impact Indigenous children.
What do you think is the biggest difficulty that Indigenous people are facing today?
I think it's dealing with the generational trauma that we've all experienced and are still experiencing. I think it's finding ways to overcome the institutional and systemic racism that governs a lot of our governmental bodies for different countries. I think it's also a matter of human rights. I think it's looking at why these communities face the highest rates of poverty, why there's such food scarcity. I think it's a lot of issues that are inherently tied together that stem from the history of colonization.
So we know the theme of this year is Indigenous youth. So why do you think the voices of young Indigenous people are important?
I think what, at least what I've witnessed, is the young generation. They're not afraid to be outspoken. They're not afraid to fight for what they believe to be right. And I think right now that's what we need. We need that tenacity. We need that drive. We need that willingness to push boundaries. And so I think the younger generation's really embodying that space. And I think that is what we're going to need to find solutions that will actually work and will lead to the change that we want to see.